Audio point 4. This was once part of a small sandstone quarry, from which many of the stone walls and sandstone houses have been built. There is no sign of it today because the area has been landscaped over by the Borough Council. If you look opposite the green on the right-hand side of the road, you will notice a number of elegant 18th century houses, the oldest of which bears a date plate of 1724. This house actually stood alone until about 1790, when the house on the right end of the row was built to form the Plough Inn. This remained until the early 1900s. The other houses to the left were also added in about 1790. The backs of these houses form an interesting medley. They can be seen from Poplar Wynd, an alley accessed up the side of number 20 Park Street, the last of the row on the left. A wynd is actually a local word for an alley. There are not many of them in the country. The alley leads to what was the infant school, a sandstone building with an interesting roof slate pattern, built in 1859, now converted to apartments. If you'd like to take a look, pause the audio and do so. When you have finished, return to Park Street and turn down Buggan Lane, which lies opposite, running down between high sandstone walls. Pause the audio until you get there. Continue listening as you walk down the lane. This lane was once part of the southern boundary of Neston Park, which enclosed a deer park in about 1250, and which gave Parkgate its name. The name of the house and grounds on the left-hand side of the lane, called Townfield, is a reminder that in medieval times and until some 200 years ago, there was a town field divided into many narrow unfenced strips. Various townspeople would have used these for cultivating crops or raising poultry or pigs. The origins of the name Buggan are unclear. The Welsh word Bugan means ghost. The English dialect word Bugan, Bugain or Buggin also means an evil spirit or hobgoblin. And Bug means a bogey or object of terror. So certainly this lovely lane had rather an eerie reputation. There is a tale that a small gate giving access to Townfield on the left was never unlocked, but that at midnight the gate opens and a ghostly young woman in a white dress runs out, pursued all the way to Park Gate by her father's dogs. Most likely because she was in love with an unsuitable man. Tales of ghosts could also have been spread by poachers to keep people away from the ancient deer park at night. We will never know. Most people are completely unaware of any such associations as they wander down this attractive lane. Carry on walking until you reach the bottom of Buggan Lane. There you can play audio point 5.